Clearing bracken, shifting boulders, chopping down trees. Sounds like the kind of working day you take a holiday from. But in the Zillertal Valley in Austria's Tyrol region, that is your holiday. That is, if you volunteer to help out on a farm in the High Alps Nature Park. According to Katharina Weisskopf from the Nature Park, the volunteers play an important part in preserving the area's traditional farming methods and biodiversity. But why do the farms need volunteers?
Because the time changed during the last centuries. Earlier times, the families were very big, there had been a lot of members, and they helped each other. But now also the farmers, they have only one or two children, and it's so much to do on the farm that they are not able to keep all the meadows or all the places in a good condition. They would like to do it, but they don't have time.
What is special about this particular area? Because it doesn't look very easy to farm, you know, very high, steep mountains on either side, a very small valley. It's not an obvious place for farming.
In our country, we don't have so many flat meadows. In the Alps, the typical farm very steep, and this is the typical traditional place for farmers. So they have cows, also goats and sheep. Some of them have even some horses. But most of them have milk cows, so they sell the milk or they make their own cheese.
So if you come and do a volunteering holiday then here, talk me through kind of what happens. What's your week going to be like?
So first we have the welcome, they get to know each other. And then the first day, it's usually Monday and Tuesday, they're working on the farm. And then they have one free day, so they go up to the mountains, hiking a little bit in the surroundings of the farm, and then they work Thursday and Friday, and then it's the last day they have a drive home again.
And who does this normally appeal to? I mean, is this young students perhaps, or is it perhaps older people who have got more time?
We have two different volunteering projects. One is for the young people, and the other one, they're mixed. So they're also young people and also older people.
And how fit do you need to be?
At least you should be a little bit fit. Because it is hard work, but it's also a good feeling. So if you work one day, you have a very good feeling in the evening.
And how does it work from the farmer's point of view? Because obviously they're getting this sort of free labour. So how, I don't know, do they pay something for it, or is there some sort of deal that happens?
The deal is sometimes the people live on their farm. So they get a place to sleep, they get breakfast and they get lunch, and in the evening they get something to eat, and that's it.
Because obviously you're within a nature park, which means there are certain restrictions and certain things that you want to protect in that area. In order to qualify to have a bunch of volunteers on my farm, do I have to do certain things within the farm that make sure that it's protected?
So in our case, we had some biologists too, and they looked at all the farms and alpine pastures, and they said, okay, this is special biotope, this would be interesting, there were a lot of special flowers we need, we want to protect, and these are the farms which are interesting for us.
That's Katharina Weisskopf from the Zillertal High Alps Nature Park in Austria.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.